Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg is in Washington this week, meeting with lawmakers investigating how the Russian government worked to influence the 2016 presidential election.
Things happened on our platform in this election that should not have happened, especially and very troubling, foreign interference in a democratic election.
Sandberg in D.C. on Thursday there. Things happened, she says. One of those things, according to investigators, thousands of targeted ads linked to Russian accounts designed to sow divisions among American voters and to influence their views in the run-up to 2016. Facebook has already agreed to turn over more than 3,000 ads bought by accounts linked to Russia. New York Times technology reporter Cecilia Kong has been following Sheryl Sandberg's meetings as congressional investigators peel back the layers on just how sophisticated Russian-linked accounts were in influencing the 2016 race.
The lawmakers who met with the top executives of Facebook want to know what the company actually knows in their own investigation, looking at what kind of activity took place around the election by fake accounts that were linked to Russia, as well as other activity that was used on the website to sow discord and to work in favor of one candidate over another. So they really want to know what the company knows with all the data that they have and they have protected and private within the company itself.
What do we know so far about how Russian-linked accounts used Facebook in the election?
We do know that there were hundreds of fake accounts that were used to buy ads. And a lot of these ads were used to promote very hot button issues. Some of them were very racially charged, and they were used and put in front of different, targeted to different users on Facebook and put in front of them to get them to think about different issues and in some cases to push them toward one candidate or another.
Now, what kind of system would take care of this type of meddling? I mean, you mentioned ads, Cecilia, but there's also regular content that might have been seeded into Facebook that wasn't necessarily in an ad format.
Absolutely right. And that kind of data is much broader and potentially there's much more of that kind of data. They're trying to assure the public as well as lawmakers that they're putting more resources into vetting what kinds of ads can be purchased as well as what kind of content is on their site. So they plan to hire 4,000 people to manually review ad purchases around political ads.
Cecilia, is the public ever going to see examples of these ads that have gotten the attention of investigators?
They will, and they will after November 1st, which is when the biggest social media companies, Facebook and Twitter, as well as Google, will appear in two separate hearings on the House and on the Senate side, where these executives will testify about what they did and what they knew where were on their sites that were related to the election and potential Russian meddling in the election.
Now, those media heads, in fact, I call them heads of media companies. They don't think of themselves as media companies, right? I mean, the heads of Google and Facebook and Twitter say they're just platforms and not media companies at all. And that's getting controversial.
Yeah. And in fact, in many ways, this is the core of the debate behind these companies. These social media companies are where most news and entertainment is disseminated and viewed. And now they're making editorial choices. They're making choices as to what crosses the line in terms of free speech and what doesn't. And so that's raised the question of whether these companies should be regulated more like media companies.
But what's at stake for Facebook here? I mean, it's clear that they want to keep their platform as open as possible. They don't want to have to pick and choose which ads they run. They just want to be a place for all comers and make the most money.
That's exactly right. They just want to make money off of advertising. The more that people use their site, the more people press those like buttons, the more that they can offer targeted advertising. So their incentive is to just get people to continue to enjoy Facebook and to not be suspicious of Facebook. So this is what is at stake. The other thing that's at stake is regulation. What they don't want is any sort of rules because these companies are, by and large, not regulated at all in the United States. They want to not have to report to the government who's behind some of these political ads in a way that's mandated. They want to be able to volunteer the information they know on their own terms. And the biggest fear is any sort of rules related to privacy, for example. So that would really curb their ability to offer, as I said earlier, targeted profiles of users so that advertisers can make sure that their products get in front of the people who will purchase those products most likely.
Cecilia Kong, technology reporter for the New York Times. Thanks for being here.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, are politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.